I'll just turn the volume.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. And then I will call in to OpCheck.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Whoever he is.
Who's he?
Has unfinished business with another female from his past.
I'm slow, sorry.
Yeah. And, so don't go too quickly. I'm just saying sometimes guys will try to stuff everything, you know, and then they'll move on, where women, I think, move on because they really want to, I don't know how to put it, they want to kind of escape the pain of what happened and want to try to find a new start. Men will jump too quickly while their hearts are still kind of wrapped up or emotionally they're connected to someone they're not quite over. And for instance, with this particular fella, he's coming through as if he was cheated on or lied to, and it really affected him. So enjoy being together, but you may have a wounded animal on your hands.
And you know what, wounded animals, they can act one of two ways. They can get very offensive, or they can get super extra defensive and put a brick wall up. So it's one of the walls. Sometimes they can get kind of mean back. I'm getting back at the world because this woman cheated on me. Or they can get very
defensive. And I don't want to see you
defensive.
Get caught up in a drama that makes you vulnerable to getting
They're
hurt.
Coming back.
Okay, so I'm going to refrain from saying he's the one, but he could very possibly become the one.
Sounds like it's pretty new, right?
Yeah, well, enough that he may not have even told her. Lenny may not even have told you all about this other relationship.
Well, and also knew their relationship sounds pretty young. She says, we're just talking. So there's that she answered
so
my question.
So now that you know this information, you can keep it to your benefit. To see, you know, there's an old saying, always ask a question you already know the answer to. So you could always bring up in conversation, well, hey, I'd like to know about your past relationships and stuff. And if he just sort of glosses over this.
It's a sign.
And you already know the truth. So I'm just saying he is pretty sad.
I got some input on that.
All right, go ahead.
Well, first of all, we're just talking, right? And there's a certain point when you first start talking to somebody, you don't necessarily dump your whole history onto them.
No, that's right.
So the fact that he might not reveal this right now, it doesn't mean that he's a bad person.
You're right.
He might say, we're at phase one of a relationship, and these are only a few things you reveal, the basics. Single, I got a job. I don't know if they tell you about the past history of some woman ripped my heart out yet. We just started talking.
Right.
That might come later. True that?
I would say take things slowly.
He lives with his ex. Okay, well, he told you that much at least. So that's,
because
he could have, I would think that was pretty amazing he told that right off.
Right. If that may not be the one, there could still be another female from the past.
She speaks truth. That's right. That just means he's living with his ex.
So.
Well, the fact that he said that, there's a little bit of honesty there.
Oh, I think so.
Because you think that would have been not wanting to reveal that very early. In a relationship.
Just don't take on a mother figure.
No, a mother superior. I'm 23 years older.
Yeah, or, you know, be his human crying towel. You don't want that.
You don't want to be a clinging woman.
No.
All right, hang on.
But, see, Lynn.
Oh, got to turn that up a little bit, okay.
You still got it, girl.
Got it.
I'm winking at her, too.
All right.
Hot mama.
Harp mean angel card. All right, you are safe. Archangel Michael, I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and your home.
Boy, and he's got his sword right there.
He always does. Michael, he's just badass.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's a protector, and he'll go after people if need be to protect. protect you.
Yeah, like an avenger.
To be a protector, you have sometimes have to take some offense. All righty then. Thank you very much, Lynn. And thank you for your folks who were patient with our, and it was on our internet.
Yeah.
You know what? You're at the mercy of your internet provider.
You are.
Somebody does something crazy. We've been really fortunate in the last week or so. We've had pretty much smooth sailing. I don't need to knock on wood. It already happened.
Yeah.
So we were probably due. It's just too bad that Blog Talk, Facebook actually has an advantage over them. Facebook just picked right back up like there was no problem. Not so much with Blog Talk. But anyway, it is what it is, and we have a caller that came back, one that was
it's
holding
Andrea.
On. Yeah. I believe so. 703, you're back, yes. You're back?
I thought it was my phone. I'm like, hello.
No.
It was not your problem at all. It was our actual internet provider had a boop.
Yeah, and remember,
this
is like big time, you know, we're not calling, this isn't like out of Chicago or whatever. It's, you know, this is kind of a Blog Talk.
Oh, no, but I mean, everybody, they rely on the internet too, just as much as anybody. Anything could happen to anybody.
So it can happen anywhere.
But anyway, you're back. It happened. Was meant to be.
So, Andrea, I looked
you
at your card.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Coming back. What I see is that I think this woman is trying to play you. And what I think you ought to do, here's just my impression from what I see, just start to pay them off. And you know what? That girl that you were deserving of justice from, just remember, karma doesn't just give you like once. It could be 10 times, 10 times.
I know.
If you can pay, if they have the ability to pay electronically so they get confirmation of numbers, that's perfect.
Yes.
If you have to send them anything, I would send it some kind of certified or something like that.
Well, if
so
you can do it electronically, go ahead.
I'll do it through PayPal, and then that goes to my credit card, even though she doesn't have to incur, you know, a credit card fee or something. I'll send $250, call it a day, and see what happens. And in the meantime, I am going to go to the Bar Association and put a complaint in, because this is ridiculous. I mean, normally I email her, and I get an email back within seconds. But now, this has been 4 or 5 days that I haven't heard Bupkis, so I know she's playing me.
And she's going to pay for it, you know, karmically. And so is the other girl. You should have won that case.
I know. Absolutely.
So, you know,
at the end of the day, she has a felony and I don't. So, you know.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, she has a felony on her record and an assault and DUIs and, I mean, longer than I can even want to tell you. And I don't have any records. So there you go.
Walk away with your head held high as a classy
babe.
That's right.
Yep.
And you have
don't leave yet.
Oh, and don't delete any old emails. You know,
keep them.
Receipts.
Oh no! I have them all. They're all saved. I have in a folder named Kelly.
You're rolling the court. You're rolling with a big stack of papers. That's right.
Yep, she has a little own special folder named Kelly, and everything that I've done, it goes right in that folder. So it's all saved in my computer.
Could be something that's not even
very good. And also, we should all remember, Jim reminds me of this a lot. Things could be worse. You know, it could have gone a very bad way, worse.
Absolutely. We're humans and we want the best for ourselves and our family, but there's like probably millions of people out there that would trade places with us in a heartbeat, even when we think we're at our worst.
So you have two?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Angel card time.
And these may or may not even relate to what we're talking about, but they came out together for
you.
So let's go with it. Two angel cards. The first one is Breathe. Archangel Raphael, take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns. So you have to think about what that means. It might not mean anything to do with this legal stuff. Next one is Moon Cycles. Archangel Hanyael. Notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations and capitalize upon these cycles.
Oh, there you go.
So that's kind of a deeper, tougher one.
Yeah.
You'd actually have to kind of pay attention to moon cycles and what's going on in your life to figure out which moon cycle is the best for you. You almost have to chart that on paper, you know. But, all right, let's go. I'm glad you called us back. That was great of you to be resilient and patient.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no problem.
You're, you know, life isn't over yet. Watch and see. I saw wonderful things for you in the cards. Just put, you know, move on smartly. Give them their stupid little money and move on. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So,
I will.
Andrea, we love to have you call us. So please do in the future.
Yes, I'll let you know. I'll keep you updated.
You're going to be the one that takes us right out of the show. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Glad you called back. We brought the show back for you.
We did.
We did indeed. You were in the middle of a reading. We called that.
It's okay. It happens.
Take care.
You guys are lovely. So.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care now and everybody else.
Okay.
Oh, she gave me an Elvis right back. Yeah. All right.
Okay. We'll chat again. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. We will be back on Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.